Unit 14. Everything is fun. Part 8. Listen, read and retell. A gift for Mum.
How much have you got, Michael?
Asked Betty, looking into her own piggy bank.
Not a lot, said Michael.
Do you think we'll have enough to buy Mum a good birthday present?
Betty didn't think so, but she wanted to make Michael happy and cheer him up.
We'll get her a lovely card,
said Betty.
And then see how much is left.
The children put on their coats and Betty carefully put the money into her outside pocket. Mummy waved them off from the door.
You be careful,
she said to the children.
And don't be late for tea.
We won't,
waved Betty.
Bye,
shouted Michael. Hand in hand, brother and sister went off to the shopping centre. They walked a few minutes and Michael suddenly spotted something on a big board. Fun for children!
Betty, can we go?
We should go into town,
said Betty, who secretly wanted to go and have fun too.
But I think it won't matter if we only take a look.
Michael and Betty quickly went into the fun fair. There were so many interesting things for children to play on.
Can we try out a ride?
Asked Michael. Betty put her hand in the pocket and felt the money for Mummy's birthday present.
Well, I guess one try won't make much difference,
she smiled. Soon Betty and Michael hopped onto the wooden horses and had a ride. Round and round they went. They laughed and laughed until the horses came to a stop. Michael quickly got off and went to a car ride.
Wait a minute,
said Betty, quickly counting the money.
We don't have the money for another ride.
But Michael wanted to have the ride so much, and in the end Betty said,
okay.
It was great fun. Next, Michael just had to have an ice cream because he was so thirsty. By the time the children were ready to leave, there was only 20 pence left in Betty's pocket.
Oh no!
Cried Betty.
That won't even buy Mummy a card.
The children did feel bad about it.
Maybe I can win Mummy something,
said Michael, as he pointed to one of the side shows. Michael took one of the 10 pence pieces and handed it to a man on one of the side shows.
If you hit in the duck's head, you can get something nice.
But the duck was moving all the time. It was difficult to hit it, and Michael lost the game. Just then, a lady selling raffle tickets said to Betty,
like to buy a raffle ticket, dear? It's my last one.
Betty decided she couldn't buy anything else for 10 pence, and so she bought the last ticket.
Number 66 red,
said a voice.
Wins the star prize.
Betty couldn't believe it.
That's my ticket,
she shouted as she ran to get the box. Inside was a beautiful cake, just like a birthday cake. The children carried it carefully home and gave it to Mummy.
Oh,
she said,
you must have saved for a long time to buy this.
Betty and Michael smiled at each other, for only they know what happened only half an hour earlier.
Read aloud.
the other day. I met a bear. A great big bear. Away out there. The other day I met a bear. A great big bear away out there. He looked at me. I looked at him. He sized me up. I sized him up. He looked at me. I looked at him. He sized me up. I sized him up. And then he said, "Why don't you run? I see you ain't got any gun." And then he said, "Why don't you run? I see you ain't got any gun." And so I ran. Away from there. But right behind me was that bear. And so I ran away from there. But right behind me was that bear. In front of me, there was a tree. So I jumped up to a branch. In front of me, there was a tree. So I jumped up to a branch. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Until I meet that bear once more. That's all there is. There ain't no more until I meet that bear once more.